In 1992, songwriter Don Covey was about to start a recording session in Philadelphia when he suddenly felt his arm go numb. He was having a stroke, and the man who penned hits for Aretha Franklin, the Rolling Stones, and Wilson Pickett was left paralyzed and unable to speak, much less sing. But Don Covey was alive, and over the past 9 years, with a lot of help from his friends and family, he's been fighting his way back. Last year, Don Covey released Ad Lib, which has been nominated for a W.C. Handy Award as Best Comeback Album.
Hey now, I got it all, baby. Hanging in the ceiling.
Earlier this year, Don Covey received a standing ovation at the Washington Area Music Awards. Although he was born in South Carolina, Covey began his career in the Washington, D.C. area in the 1950s and 60s. He's recently moved back, and he invited us over for a visit. Covey says there were a lot of talented musicians in the nation's capital when he was coming along.
Ned the Clovers came out of here, and Marvin Gaye, remember him?
Yeah. What was the name of the group you were with? Rainbows?
I was with the Rainbows.
Yeah. How did you meet Little Richard?
I met Little Richard one time. Little Richard wanted a driver, you know. And I heard that he wanted a driver, so I went and I told him, I said, where you going? First of all, tell me where you going, then I can tell you whether I can drive or not. So he told me he was going to Alexandria, Virginia. I said, no problem there.
I heard you kind of emulated his hairstyle for a while.
Yeah. I came one day with my hair all curled up. No, matter of fact, Ahmet Erdogan himself came down here.
Ahmet Erdogan.
Ahmet came down and said, yeah, he looked just like Little Richard, all right. I said, what's your name? I saw Pretty Boy. I said, yeah, that's a great name, man. Come on, let's go with it.
The stage name Pretty Boy didn't last, so Don Covey switched back to his own name. And in 1964, he had his first big hit, Mercy, Mercy.
Tell us how you came to write the song, Mercy, Mercy.
I was on the stage, right? I had a guitar player. I had a group at that time called the Good Timers, right? And all of a sudden, they started playing the riff. Ronnie Mills started playing the riff, right? All of a sudden, my mind just jumped on. I said, have mercy. We got finished with it. He said, who song is that, man? Call the studio right now. I would call the studio on Sundays if it's necessary. I said, we're going to cut this. We're going to cut it. We took two takes. They said, you can take another one for safety, but the first take is it.
So it started as a a little something on stage turned into a hit.
Yeah. I can hear a good song. That's one thing I can do.
Spent a lifetime, your lifetime, having your work made famous by other people.
Rolling Stone.
I was surprised to see that song on their recording.
Stone did that.
Yeah.
A bag's up, backed up under the bed. That's right.
Then you get to hear Mick Jagger trying to sound like me.
Does he succeed?
He likes my style or something. Because my style was the one that influenced him in his early part of his career. He said that on the CD cover. You know, knows what he wrote on there?
Yeah, he wrote, Don was a major creative influence in my early days. Wonderful to know his spirit is still strong.
Covey had an even bigger success with a song for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Chain, chain, chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Love.
came walking in the studio, and she was taking records. As she put them on, she'd take them off and said, zoom, throwing them over her shoulder in the trash can. So I said, wait a minute, I said, I got something I want you to listen to. I put it on, she said, oh, oh. It was so different. This is the song, she said, this is the song I want to cut. Next thing I know, the band, they had the Muscle Shoals band up here. And they ran it down a couple of times. The Cropper ran it down a couple of times. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom. I mean, he just came right on in doing it right. Donnie wrote a good song this time.
Did she change the song at all?
No.
No?
She put her own feel to it after she learned the song. Because I had more like a pop staple feel. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. She thought, she said, that's pop staple. I said, no, that's me.
You have one of your old friends, Wilson Pickett, on this album, too.
Yeah, The Wicked.
Wicked Pickett.
The Wicked one. I said, turn the Wicked loose. Turn the Wicked loose. Let him hang out like a wild-necked goose. Pickett hasn't seen, he had so much fun in a long time, boy. But me and Pickett used to write songs together. We wrote Three Time Loser, him and I.
I lost a woman. I lost a friend. I'm through with love, I just can't win. I'm a three-time loser. A three-time loser.
Tell us what happened in 1992. You were in the studio, and...
I had a stroke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that?
I just remember telling Gail, I said, look, I think I'm having a stroke. And sure enough, I was. I know I couldn't move my hand, my arm.
You were in a coma for 3 months.
Yeah.
How did you survive? How did you work your way back from, I mean, your voice is still strong.
Yeah, I got a few more hits left in me. I'm writing a song for Aretha right now. It's called Emergency. Hello, baby, I'm so glad I caught you in. It's been too long, honey, sweet dumpling. Where you been, sugar child? Where you been? But I'm so glad I caught you in. This is a love call. This is an emergency. Come on, baby, see about me. Because this is an emergency. She gonna like it. I used to say all the time, let's go to the podium, right?
The podium is the place where you get awards.
Yeah. That's why I said, let's go to the podium. I mean, right, let's write a good song.
Yeah. You do a song on this CD about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
What would it mean to you to be in there?
It would mean that I got my due. I think I did pretty good in the business since I've been here. Recording them, writing them, and everything else. Producing them.
Now I know the road will be hard and long, but I'll keep on rocking, singing my song. One day I'm gonna be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Don Covey, thank you for inviting us to your home.
Hey. I want to thank y'all for thinking about interviewing me, you know.
Don Covey, his new CD, Ad Lib, on Cannonball Records, is nominated for a W.C. Handy Award as Best Comeback Blues Album. The awards will be given out in Memphis on May 24th.